Episode 1. For the next 5 Sundays, Holy Mother Church is giving us a break from our usual reading of St. Mark's Gospel during this Year B cycle of Scripture readings. Don't worry, we'll pick up reading St. Mark's Gospel again on the last weekend in August. Instead, the Gospel reading for the next 5 Sundays will be taken from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, commonly known as the Bread of Life Discourse. The 6th chapter of St. John's Gospel is all about Jesus, the bread of life. In this very important chapter, our Lord teaches us about how he wants to feed us with the best food in all the world, the food of his real body, blood, soul, and divinity. So I thought it would be fitting, using St. John's Gospel as the backdrop, to speak on some aspect of the Lord's body and blood for the next 5 Sundays, a mini-series on the bread of life, how to prepare to receive Holy Communion, who can receive Holy Communion, how to receive Holy Communion, and the fruits of receiving Holy Communion. Some of you might remember that we did this 3 years ago, in 2012, but perhaps you were on vacation during that time, or perhaps you're new members to the parish now, or perhaps you just joined the Catholic Church, or even if you did remember absolutely everything that we talked about 3 years ago, it's always good to review it and to see it from a new perspective. We're all 3 years older, and hopefully we've grown in our spiritual life, and so we can see things from a new perspective. The theme for this first episode in our Bread of Life mini-series lays the foundation for the other 4 parts. None of the other 4 parts are going to make any sense unless we begin with a clear understanding of what or who we receive in Holy Communion. So I have a few exhibits here. This is Exhibit A. This is a pastor's column in a Catholic parish bulletin trying to explain what we believe about the Eucharist. Here's his message from Father, it says. Over these 5 weeks, you'll hear much about the body of Christ and the living bread that came down from heaven. These weeks are sometimes referred to as the Bread of Life readings, which have such a similar theme that we priests might run out of new thoughts on what to say about the Eucharist. I laughed out loud. Can you imagine me running out of thoughts to say about the Eucharist? Really? And after I laughed out loud, then I cried. And I was sorry for this priest. Really? How could you ever run out of thoughts about what to say about my favorite person, who is Jesus? How could you ever run out of things to say about Jesus? He continues. He says, the sacrament of the Eucharist is about a new law from Jesus, about his body and blood being really present in bread and wine as grace-producing food for our souls. Is that what we believe? About his body and blood being really present in bread and wine? Here's Exhibit B. This is another pastor's column in a bulletin on Corpus Christi Sunday. He says, Jesus has given us the instruction to take the Eucharistic bread, his body hidden within it. Is that what we believe about the Eucharist? Here's Exhibit C. I know it's hard to see. This is Exhibit C. This is a picture I took from a newly renovated Catholic church ceiling. And it says, all who hunger and thirst, come drink of my wine, come eat of my bread, come to the feast I have prepared. Is that what we believe about the Eucharist? My little 2-year-old niece would probably say in her way, Catherine Ann would probably say in her way, uh-oh. I would say in my way, this is absolute trash, right? Or in a very sophisticated way, I would say this is absolute heresy. This is not what we believe about the Eucharist. Come drink of my wine, come eat of my bread. Is anybody going to eat bread in church today? I know I'm not. Anybody going to drink wine here in church today? I can guarantee you I'm not drinking any wine in church today. This is not what we believe about the Eucharist. It says that his body and blood is hidden within the bread. Is that what we believe? That he's hidden someplace in the bread, that if I dissect it or put it under a microscope, that I'll be able to find him hidden away in the bread like I find a prize in a Cracker Jack box? It says here that his body and blood are present in bread and wine. Is that what we believe? That Jesus is swimming in the wine someplace? I have a priest friend that asks every one of his engaged couples that he prepares for marriage when he's preparing them for that great sacrament. He talks about the other great sacraments, and he says, in the sacrament of the Eucharist, what do we believe as Catholics? Is it a symbol of his body and blood, or is it really his body and blood? And they all say, it's just a symbol. My little niece would say, uh-oh. So, to review, you know, I've been a priest 18 years, and I think, well, I can skip this now, because everyone certainly believes it, but apparently not. To review, what we receive in Holy Communion is not a symbol or a representation of Christ's body and blood. What we receive in Holy Communion is absolutely not a piece of bread or a sip of wine. And certainly, Jesus is not in the bread and wine. That's heretical. This is what we believe. We believe that by the act of God, when I say the words, this is my body and this is my blood over the bread and wine, we believe that the substance of bread and wine changes into the substance of Jesus' body and blood. It may look like bread and wine, and smell like bread and wine, and taste like bread and wine, but I can guarantee you it is not bread and wine. It is truly, truly the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ. And over the course of the next 5 weeks, that we're going to hear Jesus himself tell us this truth. He's going to say, the bread I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. He will go on and on to say, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. The one who feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. And over the course of the next 5 weeks, our Lord is going to call us to believe what he tells us about his body and blood. He'll do it in chapter 6, verse 29, verse 35, verse 40, verse 47. There's just a few examples. Over and over in those verses, he'll say, this is God's work, that you believe in me. He who believes in me will never thirst. You've got to believe in me, Jesus will say over and over again. So we're called to believe what Jesus tells us about his real body and blood and to act like we believe it. You know, in my RCA classes that I give on Thursday nights for instruction in the Catholic faith and those who are coming into full communion with the faith, I always give them, when I talk about the Eucharist, I always give them a little quote from the venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen. And the quote is, if you don't act like you believe, soon you'll believe how you act. Does that make sense? If you don't act like you believe, pretty soon you'll be believing how you act. And so if we don't act like who we receive in Holy Communion is truly Jesus. If we act instead like what we receive in Holy Communion is just a piece of bread, or if we constantly call it bread and wine instead of what it really is, the body and blood of Jesus, if we sing songs that sing over and over and over again, eat this bread, drink this wine, if we act like receiving Holy Communion is no different than eating a potato chip, then Fulton Sheen says very soon we'll come to believe a lie, that the tiny host really isn't the body and blood of Jesus. He says we got to act like we believe. And this is why I offer the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass the way that I do. I try to act in accord with that reality, because on that altar is Jesus. And so I genuflect, and the way that I say the words and the way that I purify Jesus and the way I touch his body is all meant to reflect what I believe. It's truly Jesus. We are called to talk and to act and to sing what we believe. That tiny host is the greatest gift from God, his very own body and blood. For if we don't act like we believe, pretty soon we will be believing how we act. I urge you, brothers and sisters in Christ, to live in a manner worthy of the call you have received. The hand of the Lord feeds us with his own body and blood.